brother Aodele again this morning. He touches my heart so much. I tell Aodele, and I don't know if he thinks I'm yanking his chain, but I'm not. I'm serious. Meeting Aodele has made of me a better man. It's made of me a better minister of God, a better human being. And just the vibration of your presence, my brother. And we all know how much I adore my sister Dakota. Wow. And that song in particular. I believe that my talk title today, if I remember correctly, through all the different programs I've been doing over the last couple of weeks, I believe my talk title is, I Believe I'll Run On. I Believe I'll Run On, church. What an amazing and awesome and blessing-filled year of our Lord that 2020 has been in my life. It's been awesome and amazing and overflowing with blessings. I have not been able to count them all. This year has been a year that has called upon me to practice what I preach. It has called upon me to remember the fifth principle. And the fifth principle declares that if I don't practice the first four principles, I'm missing out on a great opportunity. The year 2020 has been filled for me personally, and I know for many people around the world, has been filled with challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge. Not little bitty challenges like somebody ran into my car and dented it. Not little bitty challenges like trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my electric bill, but huge challenges. My very life was challenged on February 9th of 2020. For a while, when my car was crumbled all around me, it didn't seem like I was going to get out of there. But as I've told you, I had perfect strangers come and give all of their physical energy and all of their hopes and desires to get me out of that crumbled car in the event that it might explode. Wow. For a while there, they were talking about the possibility of me being paraplegic as a result of my broken neck, and on and on. So many blessings. So many challenges that have caused me to practice those four principles as if my life depended upon it. Because I have discovered my life does depend upon me practicing those four principles. I've been called upon this year to strengthen and deepen my relationship with the Almighty One, to keep myself plugged in to the power source more than in many, many years previously. I've been called upon to pray more, to meditate more, and primarily to keep my eye on myself more. So many distractions out there. So many opportunities to have the bulk of my focus aimed on things that are happening in the world out there and the surround. And so I've been called to notice what's happening out there, but to focus my attention on what is happening in here and in here. You see, in observing myself, which I do, I have discovered that unless I am on purpose, I can easily forget. In watching me down through the years, I have noticed that unless I remember on purpose, I just forget automatically that there's one power, one presence in the universe and in my life. If I don't practice on purpose remembering that God is in charge of the universe and God is in charge of my life, it is easy for me to forget. It's easy for me to forget if I don't remember on purpose that I am my own project. My life is my own project. Tilling the soil of trust is my own project. Tending to the garden of my mind is my own project. And so I have been called to be about the business of a greater and deeper sense of self-observation, self-discipline, self-studying, self-forgiving, self-embracing. All of these things this year in my life have been deepened. All of these things have called upon me to remember that when I am weak, God is strong. Have caused me to remember to have as my mantra, greater is the power that is within me than any challenge I'll ever encounter out there. The year of our Lord, 2020, what a blessing you have given to me. You have given me the blessing of knowing that anytime I want to, I can plug into the power source of God and get my batteries charged. An iPhone is a wonderful thing when it's charged. An iPhone is a useless thing when it has no power. Just like me. I'm a useless thing when I am not charged up by the power of God that is within me. Unless I'm remembering on purpose, it's easy for me to forget that I can look at that Chinese coin and look at its symbol, and that it's up to me to determine how it is interpreted by me. By me, is it simple, a representation of danger? Or is it a representation of opportunity? How tempting it is sometimes to think it's a dangerous world. It sure does look like it. There's so much evidence of it. And in that very moment, to stop and take a breath and to exhale that idea, that erroneous idea that the world that God has created is a dangerous place. And so I cancel that thought. And I replace it with this one. How blessed am I to be living in the land of opportunity. I have an opportunity to be the light of the world that shines away the appearance of darkness. I have the opportunity to me, myself, and I be the peace that the world has been longing for. Thank you, thank you, thank you, year of our Lord 2020. Thank you for getting me out of every single comfort zone I've ever known. Health, finances, relationships, and deaths of my loved ones. I've told you before, years ago, that in the heating and cooling industry, there is a setting on the dial of 72 degrees. When set on 72 degrees, the heater gets to rest. There's no work for it to do. The air conditioning, it gets to rest because there's no work required of it. The system gets to just go into a mode of not working. 72 degrees in the heating and cooling industry is called two things. One, the comfort zone. And the other name it is called by is the dead zone. In the comfort zone, which is a dead zone, we are at rest. We're in a state of homeostatic balance. There's no work for us to do. We can shut down. We're happy enough, content enough. We have enough. So there's no work. Well, the year of our Lord 2020 sure didn't keep me in no comfort zone. It didn't keep me in no dead zone, though, either. All through the year, with every challenge, I just kept saying, I believe I'll run on to see what the end's going to be. In the Church of God in Christ Pentecostal ministry that I grew up in, we would clap our hands and we would sing those lyrics for 20 minutes. I believe I'll run on to see what the end's gonna be. That means I won't give up. I believe I'll just keep putting one foot in front of another foot in front of another foot, marching on even through the seeming valley of the shadow of death. I believe I will run on to see what the end is going to be. My supporting scripture that I gave for my sermon today is absolutely one of my favorites. It allows me to take it easy with myself. It allows me to be okay with myself in any particular condition of my experience. It says, Carlos Wayne, the race is not given to the swift. Neither is it given to the strong, but to we who endure to the end. I believe I'll run on. Hey, I'm not always swift, and I'm not always strong. And so it's good for me to remember that the race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong. That gives me an opportunity. Because the requirement that it suggests to me is to run on. The race is given to we who endure to the end. I love that I brought to you maybe two decades ago, raise your left hand if you've ever had a problem. I used to tell you, keep it in the air. Don't hide it. Then look around the sanctuary and notice that everyone present has their left hand in the air. If you've ever had a problem, if you've ever had a challenge you didn't know how you were going to solve, if you've ever been lost or lonely or afraid, If you've ever been confused, if you've ever felt lost in the wilderness searching for home, if your heart has ever been broken, raise your right hand and keep it in the air. Don't be ashamed of it. This is the story of all of us in this human experience of our true reality. But then I say, if you've ever gotten over a problem, if you've ever made it through the dark night of the soul, if you've ever gotten up when you've been knocked down, if you've ever forgiven someone that you held in deep grievance, if you've ever forgiven yourself when you have held yourself in judgment, I say, if these things have ever occurred to you, raise your right hand. And then I used to say, look around this sanctuary. Everyone here has been through the dark night of the soul. And everyone here has come out on the other side. And then I would say, we are the living testimony to the truth that God is a God of resurrection. If you're looking for proof that God can do anything but fail, that God can make a way out of no way, you are the proof. Look at your life. Look at how you got over more things than you can count. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for the year of our Lord 2020, where I wasn't allowed to stay in any of my comfort zones, which are dead zones. I was required to connect with God and remember who I am and whose I am. I had to give it my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Thank you, 2020. You're the best trainer I have had in years. Thank you, 2020. You have been my inspiration to work on me, to not be so distracted by the things of this world that they consumed my mind and my heart. You gave me only enough time to check in and see what was going on in the world, and to look for the opportunity that is available by the presentation of things. And then you called me to remember, do all you can to forward heaven on planet Earth, but make sure you tend to the principal business for which you were born, which is the transformation of your own mind. Minding your own business, growing into mortem with every breath you take and every thought you think. I've never had a trainer like 2020 in a long time that reminded me, one more sit-up. One more pull-up. Run, 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 run. You can do it. Run, run, run. You were built to do it. I believe I'll run on. I believe I'll run on. I'm looking forward to the more that I can bring to every year. The more of me, the real me, the God-connected me. How happy can I become How much more can I learn to love myself? How much more can I come to know how much I am loved by the Almighty One? Over the years, I've had so many people say to me, Reverend Carlos or Pastor, you sure do love you some you. And I say, I sure do love me some me. I love me some me so much. But if you think I love me, wait till you talk to my Father. Wait till you talk to my Father. If you think I get a kick out of me, wait till you talk to my Father. I'm grateful that I am constantly insisting that I become more and more self-incarcerated in the mind of peace and love. Peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone. God bless everyone in the whole wide world without exception. That's where the rubber meets the road. Jesus says, of course you love people who love you. Who can't do that? Of course you are giving to people who give to you. Who can't do that? But what about the tough teachings, Carlos Wayne? Pray for those who disrespect you. Love those who don't love you. I'm not done yet. There's more working on me for me to do. And I believe I'll run on. Where there is unity, there is peace. And where the willingness to sincerely request of the Almighty, God bless everybody in the whole wide world without exception. If that's not my desire, I can have no peace. Because the one or ones who I make enemies and think are out to get me cause me to take a stand, to brace in fear of retaliation, or to attack them before they attack me. Self-righteousness, one of the biggest stumbling blocks for all spiritual people on the planet. So I look forward to running with you, church, to see what the end's going to be. I leave you with this. God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and that there is nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free. And so it is. Salam alaikum and shalom to you. Peace and love alone can bring us through the darkest night into the sun. So peace and love to everyone, till we have need to be afraid. no more. Hale Jehovah, Shiva Shanti Om. Peace and love alone will bring us home to oneness in our unity, where all are safe, where all are free, and we have need to be afraid no more. Peace.
How sweet it is to be loved by God. And it gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Every day sweeter. Every day deeper. How sweet it is to turn swords into plowshares and to study war no more. How sweet to live in thoughts and dreams and hopes and aspirations of a fully realized day when human beings will simply stop spilling the blood of other human beings. How sweet it is to lay aside the blame game, which outranks all other games in its popularity. How sweet it is to take responsibility for personal creation of experience and to self-evolve and to reap the reward of learning that both so-called failures and so-called successes offer. How sweet it is to be christened by the living light of Christ Jesus and to have taken his living spirit into our hearts and to have allowed him to swallow us up in himself. How sweet it is to surrender to God and to be a self-incarcerated prisoner of peace and love. How sweet it is to be blessed and to be a blessing. How sweet it is to have the love of God be the only true love that is desirable for us to receive and to extend. How sweet it is to return all judgment to God and to admit the truth that I am incapable of judging, having fallen short myself, and not being Almighty God, who alone sees the inner workings of the hearts of the created ones. How sweet it is to know that nothing will ever be able to separate me from the love of God, and to assume the right use of this knowing, and to never let it be used as a license to kill. How sweet to follow while letting love lead. How sweet to stop loving hating. How sweet to drop the rock. How sweet to withdraw the blaming invoices I have extended to those I believe to be at fault for my own lack of full happiness and joy and peace and prosperity. How sweet to be conscious and awake. How sweet to forgive myself and all others. How sweet to view the world through the eyes of Christ and to marvel at its unspeakable beauty. How sweet it is to have awakened from the dream of separation and exile. How sweet it is to journey home and to be welcomed and to remain there forever.